I'm speaking with Soojin Chung, who is an intern with the Sanctuary for Independent Media from Emma Willard. Welcome to the show, Soojin.
Thank you. I'm Soojin.
Could you tell us, you know, what you did as a sanctuary intern?
So I was first introduced to permaculture at the sanctuary. And through my project, I wanted to spread the idea of the permaculture to community members and the Emma Willard community. And my final project was to create a permaculture workshop where I would talk about permaculture and explore the existing permaculture in North Troy.
And what was your experience with permaculture, you know, before this, and how did you get introduced to it here at the sanctuary?
So when I first joined the Nature Lab as an intern, I didn't really know anything about permaculture, and even the word permaculture was unfamiliar to me. But one of my supervisors, Simone Johnson, gave me a list of projects that I could do at the sanctuary. And when I first looked at the list, permaculture stood out to me. And I did some research on the topic and realized that this topic could be perfect as my individual project for my STEAM program at my school. I also realized that the sanctuary was very involved in nature. So being introduced to the Colored City Growers Garden at the sanctuary, I thought that I could expand my interest in science and nature through my project on permaculture.
So can you talk about what you had planned for this project and the workshop?
Since I was younger, I was invested in protecting the ecosystem and the earth. And coming to Emma Willard, I realized that so many other people had the same beliefs as me. So I wanted to spread the word about permaculture and its principles because I thought that it was really important in my values and other people's values as well. So I thought that I could spread awareness about the existing permaculture in our community through my project. And also to convince others to join the cause of protecting our earth and preserving relationships. And I think that it's really important to implement permaculture into our lives. So I think that's why I started my project.
So the workshop initially had been planned to be an in-person permaculture tour of the sanctuary's campus, but can you tell our listeners where you are now?
I'm in South Korea, in Seoul right now.
And you had to go home because of the coronavirus. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how does permaculture in your hometown, where when you look outside, how does it compare to what you saw in the United States?
So permaculture in South Korea is not as prevalent compared to America. And although I'm relying on my personal experiences, living in Seoul, a city with tall buildings and busy streets, I never got to really interact with nature. And I think that many South Koreans are not very involved in nature. But I think right now, South Korea is in its developing stage. And I think during my project, I tried to find organizations that were involved in permaculture. But I could only spot a few that were not very active currently. And I think that if I were to expand my project, I would probably educate people in South Korea as well as about permaculture and its importance in our ecosystem and our relationships. And I think because many people in South Korea live in busy cities, I think permaculture can be perfect in positively impacting their lives, because when I go to the streets and stores, I see half-empty drinks and advertising flyers all over. But I think that if people get to know about permaculture, these acts can change.
So tell our listeners what they can expect at the, let me rephrase. So you're still planning to go through with the workshop. Can you explain what it will be like now, how you've adjusted it?
So we were originally hoping to lead participants through Freedom Square, the College City Growers Garden, and the Elot directly through the permaculture walk. But because of the pandemic, we made changes to the format of the workshop. Although it is virtual, we tried to include as many parts where participants can engage. And also with the help of the sanctuary, we're now able to show live footage of the various places we are going to introduce. And I'm so excited to share my research on permaculture through this virtual workshop, because I know that it wouldn't have been possible without the sanctuary.
And what can listeners expect in the workshop?
I think in the workshop, we're going to show you different parts of permaculture that's existing in Freedom Square, College City Growers Garden, and the Elot. And I think people can carry on the principles of permaculture and maybe implement that into their lives as well. And for me, when I first learned about permaculture, it was really fascinating because it kind of changed my perspective on seeing the world. And many people may think that permaculture is only about gardening and the nature, but I think that permaculture is also about relationships between you and the people living around you as well. So I think that my workshop can kind of really show what permaculture is and how it can make an impact on people's lives.
And I'm just curious how you foresee yourself continuing to integrate this philosophy in your future from where you are.
I think that permaculture is really important in our daily lives because it kind of teaches you that small acts can make changes positively and negatively. And I think that realizing this is very important because whenever you make small acts, like maybe cleaning up the trash that you see in the sidewalk, that can make a huge change and that can bring others to do it as well. So I think that's what I'm going to try to do from now on, that I'm doing a project on permaculture.
And you also have a permaculture blog. Can you talk about that a bit?
I have a blog that records what I do weekly, and it shows who I am and what I'm trying to pursue through my project. And you can kind of see like the developing stage of my knowledge of permaculture and what I learned weekly, what I achieved weekly. And I think this blog kind of made me realize how much I learned through this program.
And is there a URL we can go to read more?
Yeah, if you visit the sanctuary website under People Power, if you see Sujin Chang, you can see in the description my personal website.
This has been Sanctuary intern Sujin Chang talking to us from South Korea. Thank you for joining us, Sujin.
Thank you for inviting me.
The Nature Lab Virtual Permaculture Walk will take place on Thursday, May 28th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and it will be interactive. There's also going to be a discussion in addition to the tour, and we'll be throwing seed bombs, correct? So I'm really looking forward to it. I myself will be manning the camera. But this is all Sujin's project. So thank you again, Sujin.
Thank you.